o'clock hour
of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Some might call it jaw-dropping. We don't need the sound effects.
Yeah, I'm going to stop. I got to come up with a better...
Yeah, the thing about the sound of your jaw dropping is that it doesn't make any noise. You're so dumbfounded.
Your teeth can...
No, they... Right? You're chomping now. You're chomping. Jaw dropping is the bottom of your jaw drops. So...
Okay.
I feel like Looney Tunes would beg to differ, though. Whenever they had a character, their jaw would drop to the floor and be like...
Well, it would hit the ground, though.
Something like that.
Maybe I'll just go like that.
Well, you work on that. I didn't find this text jaw-dropping, but it did get my attention. This is from Zach in Edgerton. The Packers only get backup quarterbacks to be a project or cheap. They didn't bring back Doug Peterson or Matt Flynn until they were, and I want to correct this, not out of the league, but they had gone to other teams to be starters, failed, and then came back, to Zach's point, right? I mean, Doug Peterson left to be Andy Reid's first quarterback in Philadelphia, and then they drafted Donovan McNabb, and they played Donovan McNabb fairly early, and Doug Peterson, I think he maybe went to Cleveland for a little while then he came back and was Favre's backup again. Matt Flynn goes to Seattle to be the starter.
He called him his old hunting buddy.
Then Matt Flynn goes to Seattle to be the starter. They draft future UW Athletic Hall of Famer Russell Wilson. He loses the starting job in camp, despite the $10 million salary he'd been paid. Then he bounces around to the Raiders, the Bills, and somebody else maybe in between there. And then the Packers get him back. He's the backup again in 13 and 14. And they were probably the... Matt Flynn, do we agree that Matt Flynn is the best backup in terms of talent and ability of the Favre-Rodgers era? Because I'm going to get him on the show before the end of the week.
How about this? If we said from the year 2000, when Hasselbeck and Aaron Brooks, I think Aaron Brooks got traded, what, in 01? Is that right?
Yeah, let me fact check that, but I think you're right, yes.
So Matt Flynn is the best backup of this century? Is that the question you're posing?
Yeah, so you're right, because we saw what Matt Hasselbeck got to do subsequently. The only issue that I have with even including Hass, who we love, is that he hardly ever played. Like, he never made a start, right? Like, we can at least point to Matt Flynn and say, here's what he did in that comeback in Dallas in 13. Here's what he did in the 11 regular season finale when he threw for 480 and six tutters. Here's what he did in New England when Rodgers was out with a concussion. What do we have for Hasselbeck besides preseason? And I say that as the guy who nicknamed him Mr. August. Like, we saw him in Tampa go in and play well when Favre hurt his ankle, but that's it.
We didn't play well when he came in. We stuck. Right. I don't think so. I would say Matt Flynn, because nobody else started. It was him and Hundley, and what, DeShone Kizer played a snap or two, and so yeah,
Scott Tolzien, Seneca Wallace.
Scotty had a great run against Minnesota, a little swirly bird. Yep. But to Zach's point from Edgerton, when you pay a quarterback top of the line market deals, you cannot go and pay a backup quarterback $5 to $10 million a year. You just can't do it. That's why Ron Wolf always continued to draft guys and to build, because you can always go out and grab a vet if that's what you need. There's going to be somebody serviceable for a situation like what we hope Jordan Love is in. But outside of that, your job as the GM, when you have a Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, is to get a young guy, develop him, and flip him. That's the deal. And sure, if you need, they become really good and something does happen, he's available for you to play. That's going to be the model that Green Bay has. So is it an accurate assessment that they are not paying a Mitch Trubisky $5 to $8 million a year to be there? or Matt Hasselbeck at the end of his career, $5 to $10 million to be the backup. That is not the model that Green Bay uses.
Okay.
And I would venture to say every team in the league would be fine with the Green Bay Packer model.
All right. So here's the name that we threw out there, and we'll play trivia next. The name we threw out there was Taylor Heinicke, right? Because we said on this very show, the Falcons have Kirk Cousins, and they drafted Michael Penix. They're probably not going to keep this guy. They end up trading him to the Chargers for a sixth or seventh round pick. Taylor Heinicke has started 29 NFL games in his six-year NFL career. His teams are 13-15-1 in the games that he started. He started four games for the Falcons last year. He started 23 games in 2 years in Washington. The Los Angeles Chargers, behind Justin Herbert, same draft class as Jordan Love, another young, very talented, highly paid quarterback, paid more than Jordan Love in terms of guaranteed money. Taylor Heinicke is costing the Chargers $4.7 million this year. Given what we know now, playing the results, which we don't do around here, even on kickoff returns in the final seconds of a game, playing the results, do you think Goody is sitting there going, I guess I could have had Taylor Heinicke for the same draft pick cost as Malik Willis, and he would be more ready to play in a game on Sunday against the Colts than Malik Willis will be. I should have traded for Taylor Heinicke? Playing the results, knowing the results. Do you think he'd say that?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too. But again, he didn't have that information. You make the decision based on the information you have. The information you have is Jordan Love was one of nine quarterbacks to make all the starts last year. He's been durable. He's been tough.
Yeah.
This happened in the final 6 seconds of the game in a wonky play. So I get it. But my argument had been, if you think you're a Super Bowl contender, you need a backup that has some starting experience greater than what Malik Willis has, greater than what Sean Clifford has. And now you are where you are. And we'll see how it works out. Maybe they'll figure out a way to win.
The bottom line is Sean Clifford was not at the place where Goody felt comfortable keeping him as his guy.
No doubt. No doubt.
And that, to me, is the indictment. And then Goody went with a lot of potential guy, and hoping that he could pick up the system and get moving so that if something happens in October, November, plug and play for a few games. Well, now he's being thrown in the mix. He's not going to be prepped. He's not going to be – he will not be where he needs to be. Now, can he go out and play well? Absolutely he could. Do I expect it? I don't.
I see a text from Chris and Baraboo and others saying Mark Brunell is the best backup quarterback in the Favre era. Again, we're not basing this on what they became elsewhere. While they were a backup, Mark Brunell played
in
two.
Play.
He played in two
Brett
games.
Favre never let anybody play.
Right.
Brett
so
never
we
let
don't.
Anybody play.
So we right. So we can't really use anybody from that era because they never started
of fact,
a game.
A source I spoke with earlier this week about MCLs and things like that, that source told me, never let a guy play. That's part of the reason you don't come out.
Right, right.
Who knows? Malik Willis comes in and balls out. Now, I don't think Jordan Love's going anywhere for a lot of reasons, but that source told me, don't give guys opportunities. Don't let these guys even think about doing something crazy.
Mark Brunell's career numbers in Green Bay. Two games, 12 completions and 27 attempts. That's a 44.4 completion percentage for 95 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions. A passer rating of 53.8. Now, again, he became an excellent quarterback in Jacksonville. Not disputing that.
I'm going to nominate. Can I nominate something for the Hall of Fame?
Mark Brunell for the Packers Hall of Fame.
The most useless piece of information that you've ever given on this show was just given right there.
That's Mark false. I've given all kinds of useless information.
I know, but this was super useless.
Well, why don't you give some people some really useful information before we play trivia and tell them how to run your game?
Oh yeah, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Over 5 million active members. Prize Picks, the easiest, most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. All you do, pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you can watch the winnings roll in. Get in on that action right now. Sign up today and you get $50 instantly when you just play $5. You don't even need to win. You still get the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. You got a lot of fun action this week. I have not looked at the Prize Picks entries yet. I don't know who's going to be the quarterback for the G&G, but it's fun. Download that Prize Picks app today. Use the code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, run
your
game.
Hawk Tua. We will play trivia next. We need a participant. Malik Willis wears numero 2. His jersey number is 2. So to make life easy on Riley, caller 2 right now, 844-770-3776. Caller 2 to play trivia, 844-770-3776. We will play next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Some trivia, and of course it is Wisconsin geography trivia. Tausch, where's Poinette?
Poinette is kind of on the way up to Wausau. It's a little bit north of DeForest.
Well, let's ask north Elijah, DeForest, who is our contestant.
You're the little Elijah supper club out there
in Poinette.
Supper club near Portage. Near Portage.
Elijah, is that an accurate depiction of your location?
Yeah, I usually tell people it's north of Madison and south of the Dells. We're kind of right in the middle.
Yeah, that's a pretty good description. Well done. All right, well, unfortunately for you, Poinette is not among the options for today's Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia. Tausch will play along. Sounds like you're in the car, so that means you won't have the benefit of him nodding or shaking his head on the YouTube stream. But nevertheless, here, written by Riley Yauk, is question number one. What is Wisconsin's oldest city of record? Oldest city of record. Is it Muskego, Green Bay, or Old World Wisconsin Historical Site, which doesn't seem like a city, so take that for what it's worth.
Go with Green Bay.
Well done. Indeed it is. Yes. The historic city of Green Bay right here. A lot of fur trading and the like as they came in into the Bay of Green. It's a beautiful thing. Question two, Elijah, is this. Latitudinally, which of these Wisconsin cities is located the farthest south? Farthest south. Is it Egg Harbor, Bailey's Harbor, or Sturgeon Bay?
God, I don't know where any of those are.
All Door County.
We'll go with Sturgeon Bay.
Yes, sir.
First one yes, to hit sir. On your way up there, baby. Nicely done, Elijah. 2 for 2. Question 3. In honor of the presidential debate last night, which we talked extensively about earlier in the show, in case you missed it, which we didn't talk about at all, although I am worried about the safety of my cats, in which Wisconsin city was the Republican Party founded? The Republican Party was founded in which Wisconsin city? Was it Whitewater, Madison, or Ripon?
and Madison.
It was a good run, Elijah. The home of the Republican Party and Rippin' Good Cookies.
Oh, I was just going to say, I love their cookies down there.
Boy.
Love their cookies down there.
Indeed. Rippin', Wisconsin. Also, Rippin' College, where they held Badger Boys State for many years. All right, Elijah. You got 2 out of 3. That is 3 of the possible 4 entries into the drawing on Friday. We appreciate you playing. Safe travels. Thanks for playing, buddy.
I appreciate it. Yep, thank you, guys.
That is Will Dientausch Trivia. Good work by Elijah. No, love you.
Didn't even love us.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not going to blame him. You know, Elijah's on the road, though, and I don't know where he's going. I don't know if he has forward motion syndrome, but I know this. If he needs to stop for gas or a snack, maybe some chicken, he's stopping at Quick Trip.
Oh, indeed he is. And you know what? You better have that grill ready. It's nice out. We still got some good weather. My go-to right now when I'm grilling, go to Quick Trip. The ground beef straight from the Quickery. $2.99 a pound. I told you, we make those little smash burgers. You get that crusty edge
with caramelized.
That ground beef. That's where it's perfect. And chicken. Monday, you got that roasted chicken for $5.99. Today is Wednesday, I do believe. $9.99 for your bone-in and tender deals. Those tenders, oh, they're so good. They're hand-breaded and boneless. And if you can also grab a little Quickery white bread, 99 cents a loaf, to make sandwiches. And, of course, grab a little cheese. It's only $1.99 to put on both. Perfect for a classic grilled cheese as well. And you have to finish off your meals with some Nature's Touch ice cream, vanilla, or chocolate for $2.99. All those deals and more at Quick Trip. Just download that Quick Rewards app. You can order ahead, and you earn points. Take care of the payment. Just stop by to pick it all up, or I'm figuring this out. You can get it brought to you curbside.
Have you figured it out? Have you done an order yet where you got curbside?
Figuring it out. Look, I got me a little Karuba.
They
this
did
morning.
Not bring you your Karuba coffee. You didn't sit
no, they
in
didn't
your Tahoe.
No.
That's curbside.
I'm trying to figure it out. They didn't bring me.
Okay.
I did get critiqued because I never get a lid. I always just go like this. I don't like lids.
Wait, so you get the coffee, you get in your vehicle,
I just bring it up
and it
like
does
this
not have a lid?
I don't lid it, no.
You're
and the guy's
a psychopath.
Like,
living on the edge.
Are we out of lids? And I said, no, we're not out of lids. I don't like lids. I don't like drinking
great.
Through lids.
I love it. And then he said, we'll see you next time without a lid.
He did say that, yeah.
That is,
I didn't feel like he was judging me,
risky?
But I don't go lid.
Well, isn't that risky? You're getting into your beautiful Tahoe from Zimbrick. No. And you could spill all over yourself without a lid. And that stuff's hot.
You can do a lot of stuff. Let me tell you something. You can spill with a lid, too.
Not nearly as much, though.
You're going to scorch your face more with a lid than without a lid.
You're going to scorch your
face. You don't know how fast that stuff's coming.
I don't know. Okay. So you're going to scorch your face more with a lid. That's like you have a better chance
Here
of scoring
control,
on a kickoff return.
You can control what you're getting with the lid. It's like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden the lid doesn't stay on all the way, and it's like spilling. So that's
well,
why I go
that
lidless.
That would be operator error on putting on the lid, though.
I
that's
go
not
lidless.
The lid's fault.
I'm not blaming. I'm just going off of what I did, and I thought it was really interesting. When I thought it was, what's the word you use for Malik Willis?
Fascinating.
I was fascinated. Fascinated that the guy asked me if they were out of lids.
All right. Well, I'm fascinated to see what Whoa Nelly will entail when it's Whoa Riley. Next, it's Will Dientausch. But I won't cry for yesterday. Like Alexander Hamilton, his skill with the quill is undeniable. His skill with Whoa Nelly, probably going to have some UFC, maybe a love letter. We'll find out together in Whoa Riley.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Will Dientausch.
Alrighty, guys. So, I feel like everyone has given a take on Jordan Love, Malik Willis, that whole situation.
What does your shirt say? Buffalo Chip?
Buffalo Chip Saloon. This is where I rode a bull down in Arizona. It's a Packers bar, actually. Hey, I lasted 3.4 seconds on that bull, which I will take. I was going for four, but I was okay with 3.4. Rounded up to 3.5, which rounds up to four, so I basically got four.
There's a joke in here that I'm not making.
Okay, anyways, so I just wanted to give my take quick to start this Woe Riley.
Oh, wow, a take from Riley.
I know. It's rare. Usually I stay quiet. I let the professionals do their job, but I'm going to give my take here. So I'm a believer. I came up with that term on Mr. Irrelevant with Alex Strofe. I believe in Malik Willis. I think he could win two, even three games as the backup here if needed. Coming up for the Green Bay Packers.
You came up with the term, I'm a believer?
No, a mulliever, like Malik. Malliever.
Mulva.
Yeah. I think he can do it. Just like Jonathan in Green Bay, I thought he made some very good points. You just got to watch his Liberty highlights, and you'll be a mulliever as well.
He's not playing for Liberty.
Doesn't matter. That shows his potential. He can get the job done. He can do it. I believe in Malik Willis. And one thing on MCLs, I'm also not worried about Jordan Love's health whatsoever when it comes to his MCL because my older brother, Killian, shout out him. He...
K-I-L-L-I-A-M?
That is correct. Killian. He had
Saint
a great...
St. Killian's was my parish back in Blanker, Wisconsin.
No way.
Blanker?
Blanker. Yeah, I have no idea where Blanker is.
You're kind of a Blanker today.
Wisconsin. Killian's Irish red as well. Not a fan. I'm a Coors Light guy. But anyways, Killian.
St. Wenceslaus. Yeah. St. Wenceslaus down in Millidor.
Hey.
Another parish that kind of stayed with that.
Yeah. Nice.
There we go. Anyways.
How's this going for you, Ryan?
It's going phenomenally. I have a good time.
I'm a believer that you'll get through this.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So Killian, he had a grade 2 MCL strain when wrestling at Whitewater. And he basically just slapped on with a slight tear as well. He just slapped on two knee braces and wrestled an entire season on a bum MCL.
Oh,
so
what a grinder.
Well, how'd he do?
He did fine. He did fine. He was not the greatest college wrestler of all time. He didn't make it to nationals or anything like that. But I think he had a respectable record. I think he hovered around 500. I'd have to confirm with him on that. But anyways, it's doable. So, if he can do that, I'm not concerned about Jordan Love. Obviously, he wasn't getting paid $220 million a year. But I'm not worried about Jordan Love.
You're
he'll be fine.
Equating
get him, Tom.
Your brother, Killian.
Yes.
Wrestling at Whitewater and being 50-50 at best and laboring through it.
Yes.
To saying Jordan Love will be fine playing in the NFL at the highest level.
Yes.
In the same, just,
that
I just want to make
sure
I'm
on the same
page.
Here. Yes, that's
okay. Well, wrestling.
Well, I don't know about you. I feel a lot better now.
Thank you.
I think the Killian story has made me a believer or a maliever or a whatever ever that this thing is going to be great.
Perfect.
That delivery was top flight right there, by the way.
Jordan Love just has to stand in the pocket like you and Blue were talking about. You keep him upright, doesn't have to move that much, he'll be fine. Or you give him 3-4 weeks to recover because Malik Willis is going to win 3-4 games. And then Jordan Love can come back 100% and the Packers are going to be just fine.
Yeah, just give him the year off.
Exactly.
Let him take the year off. Let Malik win a championship and you'll get a high draft pick. And Jordan will be back next year. I mean, that's a better scenario, right?
Exactly.
Win a championship with Malik and it bring Jordan Love back next year as your starter. He's going to be really motivated and get a couple first-round picks for Malik.
I think I speak for everyone when I say, Woe Riley!
All righty, on to my actual Woe Riley topics for today. So I don't know if you guys checked the show sheet at all. I had this listed. It's a Twitter link. I just want your comments on this. This is awesome. So this guy aggregates all the custard flavors at local establishments in the Milwaukee area and puts them on a website so that everyone can just see, oh, Cops has this flavor of the day. The local Culver's has this flavor of the day. And you can get all the flavors of the day in one place so you know exactly where you want to go for your fresh frozen custard. I think that's awesome, personally. I don't know if you guys are huge fans of custard, But the fact that someone's willing to put in that kind of work for Wisconsinites to get their custard, mostly Milwaukeeans, I think that's amazing. What are your thoughts?
I'm going to go to Quick Trip and get Nature's Touch ice cream.
Fair enough.
It's only, what is it, a bar? What did I say? It's $2.99 for vanilla or chocolate. And then they got that pecan turtle Nature's Touch that I love. I don't have to go to a website or anything. I just go to the store and go get it.
I like
because they got all kinds
brownie.
Of variety.
Fudge brownie, personally, at Quick Trip, that's my favorite.
No, Nature's Touch ice cream's the best.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Nature's Touch fudge brownie. Have you had that?
As a fan of Nature's Touch, and we do pick it up when we are at Quick Trip, and they do have the smoothies and they have the for reals. They don't have like the custard machine though, like they do at Culver's and Cops and all these other places. So it's a little different market. And if you love ice cream and custard, I'm sure this guy doing this is great.
Sure.
But is he really doing that major of a service for us? Like, am I going to go to a different Culver's in a completely different area just to get mint chocolate chip? Here's the question. You thought this was interesting.
I did.
So my question to you is, as the skinny custard-eating fellow that you are,
yes,
as opposed to me who likes ice cream too and doesn't look skinny like you, are you going to change your custard-eating habits based on the flavors, and are you going to drive a distance to go to a different location to get it?
Yes, I 100% would.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think there's a lot of people like you?
I think there's enough where it's a useful tool for people. Mm. I would drive an extra, because it's, again, it's all in the Milwaukee-ish area. I'd drive an extra 10 minutes to go get a lemon bar flavored frozen custard rather than go get turtle at one that's down the street. I hate turtle. Turtle ice cream, turtle custard sucks. Overrated.
Kind of like Jesse hated those turtles in his yard and didn't bother to protect them. Well, good to know Bubba's frozen custard today has Fire Engine Red Raspberry. So there you go. So if you're looking for some ice cream. And for those of you that heard this from Riley and are intrigued, it's custardmke.com. So there you go.
Boom.
Riley, do you have any UFC stuff?
You guys are going against every principle of this show.
And I did it just just to irritate you. And it
great job,
well.
Guys.
Thank you.
Well done.
Hey, that
kudos
was
to you.
That was not my intention. However,
what other stuff do we want to promote for free on the show? Let's go. Keep rolling. Got a tire company you want to get in? What else we got?
You should know pumps. All right, that's it for Riley. Thank you, Pumps. All right.
Jason, I'll tell you what. No, that was funny now. I'm still irritated, but that's funny now.
Well, we can promote, because they are a great partner of ours, is Tito's Vodka. Pour me in, Tausch!
Yeah, Tito's Handmade Vodka on game day. Yeah, pour me in, coach. Stop stealing my lines, Jason. Stop promoting things for free, Jason. From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy Bloody Mary, salt the rim of a Tito Rito, or take home the win with a Tito's and whatever your heart desires. You're calling a game, you change up your roster, or wash that lucky jersey, as long as you make Tito's your first-round bottle pick. Whose house? Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com, crafted to be savored responsibly.
We'll wrap things up with the Maliever. Riley Yauch. Next, it's Will D. Tausch. Miss here, Riley, that you didn't play I'm a Maliever by the Monkees.
You know, that was my first thought, but then I remembered Cher's Believe. Do you believe in life after love? Yes, I do. I believe in Malik Willis.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay, I take back my critique.
Thank you.
I will say that I went into commercial break singing "I'm a Believer."
Yep, yep.
So, and, you know, tomato, tomato.
How does that one go? I'm a believer. Mama,
when I saw him play at Liberty, I'm a believer. Yeah. No, we'll see.
We can workshop it.
he's playing on Sunday. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. I'm not reporting that. I do want to see.
Okay.
I do want to see.
I can never tell with Big J, J-Dub, Big J journalism.
Hey,
and what's his
Somebody's got to practice Big J journalism. Tausch, predict the future. Headed to practice. Will Jordan Love be there while the media is inside the walls?
Ooh. Yes.
Okay. We'll
see.
I also predict that he will be officially ruled out on Friday when the final injury report comes out, that they will only be able to play this game for another couple of days. But, again, I'm not reporting that. We'll just have to wait.
A good sign is if he's over on a stationary bike, getting that little circulation, getting that range of motion.
Sure.
That's one of the things you like doing. If that's the case, that means he's pushing.
Yeah.
If he's just standing around, okay.
Or he's not anywhere
to be
found.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, we'll
it'll be fascinating.
It is fascinating.
To see what happens.
Indeed. Almost as fascinating as custard. All right, that's it for us today. We will do it again tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Thanks to Riley for filling in. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.